This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio. To come this weekend. And well, let's go to England first. A different weekend in England, some cup action and some league action as well. Plenty of action to look forward to, of course, with the FA Cup to be played this weekend, if I'm correct. Yes, I am correct, with obviously the quarterfinals of that competition now underway. Watford, Palace, Swansea City, Wolves, Man United, Millwall, Brighton. Different look, final eight in the FA Cup, but there have been a couple of heavyweight draws already in that competition. So before we get to the Premier League, let's talk about the FA Cup. And let's start with City, who we did say are one of, if not the favourites, to win the Champions League. Of course, off the back of that 7-0 drubbing of Schalke midweek, which could have been 9, if not 10. 10-0 win on aggregate. They come into this match against poor old Swansea, who you'd imagine stand little to absolutely no chance of maybe even scoring against this red-hot City side.
Yeah, we've seen City come up against teams from lower leagues this season, Burton Albion, and they didn't really take the foot off the pedal, did they? Scored 9 against them, I believe,
right,
if I recall correctly. So you think something similar could be on the cards here for Swansea, unfortunately for them. City just in such good form, particularly in the final third. They are scoring goals for fun at the moment. Look, it's going to be a City win, you would think, and you'd think they would do it very comfortably.
Swansea 15th in the Championship, City with 18 wins from their last 19 games. It's hard to see anything but a convincing City win. They've put 7 past Schalke midweek. They put 6 past Chelsea not so long ago. 5 past Burnley in one of the previous rounds of the FA Cup. You mentioned the 9 against Burton, 7 against Rotherham. This could be another one of those. It could be a dominant display by Guardiola's men as Swansea host City. That match in the early hours of Sunday morning, local time in Australia. Their crosstown rivals, Man United, who, of course, will be eagerly awaiting the Champions League draw tonight. They too have they've got a trickier trip on their hands. This one away to Wolves in the FA Cup. Quarterfinal stage of the competition again. But Wolves are in some decent form. Now, they did lose to Huddersfield for the second time this season, a couple of rounds back in the league. But with exception to that defeat, that has been their only defeat in their last 11 matches across all competitions. So, and also, on top of that, we know that Wolves have recorded some very good results against the top clubs in England in the Premier League. This, for me, not a straightforward win for United in this one. And again, with a couple of big matches to come, keep in mind that United top four Champions League next season by no means a certainty. So do you look to rest at all here? What do you do? Obviously, we are on the verge of an international break, so probably not. But it's a very busy period ahead for United. 2-week break after this weekend's match for the international period. But a tough test here. And what is the incentive? What is the motivation here for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and his men?
It is a tough test. I think they will go out with every intention to win this game. And I don't think they will rest too many players, if any, of their biggest stars. I think they will want to win this competition. I think they have a deep enough squad to be competitive in all three that they remain in, Premier League, Champions League and the FA Cup. However, they come up against a Wolves side who we know have had a good record against the top six this season. They even defeated Liverpool in this competition in the third round, 2-1 at home. So we know they can spring a surprise against the heavyweights of English football, which is why this game is the pick of the round or pick of the round of this FA Cup.
Absolutely.
Wolves, I think, may spring a surprise, just given United. They did eliminate PSG, but they did lose to Arsenal following that. So that was their first loss under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in domestic football. They may be on the cards to suffer a second. I think Wolves have the capability to continue their strong record against the top six this season.
Should United and City get through, and again, a lot of shoulds here, but should they draw each other in the Champions League as well, we could be on for a busy period of Manchester derbies. They're already scheduled to meet, this is completely hypothetical, but they're already scheduled to meet the back end of April. If they had to draw themselves in the quarterfinals of the Champions League and the semifinals of the FA Cup, there could be 4 Manchester derbies in the space of about 3 weeks in April.
Incredible. We've seen it in Spain a number of times.
That's right.
With El Clásico, Real Madrid and Barcelona. It would be great to see it with United and City, one of the best derbies in the world, I believe.
It'd be very exciting to see. But United need to get past Wolves first. They will meet Wolves after the break in the Premier League as well. So a couple of trips to the Molineux to take on Wolves to come. But, yeah, this is tough. This will be a tough match. I'm going to tip that they will go through, but I think it will be hard fought. And, yeah, not sure. Oh, look, maybe it will go to a replay, who knows, but it will be a very tough test. I don't think for City they'll have any issues whatsoever. Looking forward to how they get on, but also looking forward to the other two ties because it does provide a couple of the lesser clubs with an opportunity to make a semi-final of a cup competition, which would be very impressive, and particularly for Watford, whose good domestic form I'm expecting to continue this weekend. They host Crystal Palace. You just expect from what you've seen from Watford this season, they've done the double over Palace in the league, 2-2-1 victories. You just expect them to come out and be far too strong for a Crystal Palace side, who are in some decent form of their own. But I just feel that Watford, the form that they've had in 2019, a couple of defeats recently to City and Liverpool, but I think that Watford are clearly one of the best of the rest outside the top six in England.
Yeah, arguably in the FA Cup remaining teams, probably the third best team, maybe Wolves after City and United. I think they will be too strong here as well. I think they have far too much quality for Palace to handle, and they are at home. So heavy favourites, I think, in this match, and I think they will progress to the semis.
And the final one is Millwall up against Brighton. This one at Millwall, so Brighton obviously the favourites to go through, but we know that Millwall have had some very good performances in this competition to get to this point. They did take care of Everton earlier on in the competition, a couple of rounds, round before last, actually. But could the fairy tale continue? Of course, the two sides haven't met since Brighton's championship days back in 2015. Millwall, that last meeting finishing 0-0 between, not that it has anything to do with this match, but Millwall ending a four-match losing streak last weekend with a 2-0 over Birmingham. Enough to see them pass Brighton. Brighton, of course, with a nice win in the league against their rival Crystal Palace. Two straight wins in the Premier League. Given the fact that they are a solid mid-table side in England, you would expect they'll get past Millwall here. But again, Millwall at home, FA Cup, anything can happen. I'm hopeful that Millwall can actually win and maybe take on one of the Manchester sides in the semis.
That would be an incredible watch. Brighton not yet safe from relegation, just 5 points above the drop zone. So maybe not quite as solid a mid-table team as you're alluding to. So if they do progress to the semi-finals, maybe too much for them to handle on their plate. But in terms of quality and difference between the two sides, you would think Brighton would get through against Millwall. However, this competition does like to throw up a surprise or two. Millwall, like you mentioned, did defeat Everton two rounds ago. But I'm going to lean towards Brighton in this one.
Five matches in the Premier League to round out the English discussion. Bournemouth up against Newcastle. Some reports emerging from Newcastle overnight suggest that they may look to replace Rafa Benitez with Bruno Genesio, the Lyon boss. That will be something to deal with come season's end. But Newcastle also in that semi-relegation scrap. I actually think the Palace are safe. I think Newcastle's safe as well. But if Palace are in danger, 5 points clear of safety. Newcastle only 6 points clear of safety. This match, huge, because Bournemouth are 3 points ahead of them, one spot ahead of them. They win this, they edge closer to that 40-point safety net, and you would feel they'd be safe. But a bit of a danger game here. Newcastle going to Bournemouth, who picked up their first win in some time away to Huddersfield last weekend. So a big test here for Benitez and Newcastle off the back of that 3-2 against Everton last time out.
We know Newcastle are good at home, 6 wins in a row at St. James's Park, but it's their away form that has resulted in them not being where they want to be in the Premier League table this season. So you're right, I think it is a danger game. Bournemouth have been quite impressive this season and probably the favourites heading into this game. So a little bit of a danger for the Black and Whites.
Burnley host Leicester. Burnley, 3 straight losses after that really good stretch of form that they had. They're now just 2 points clear of Cardiff, who occupy the third and final relegation spot. Leicester here, well, Leicester now are certainly mid-table. They are still in the running for European football, but unlikely, but we'll be hopeful of a win here away to Burnley.
Yeah, absolutely. Another game for Brendan Rodgers. It's going to be interesting to see how he performs in this match from the touchline. Another test. Burnley, their form has been up and down. They did have that fantastic unbeaten stretch, but since then, things have gone a little south. But Leicester, I think, will have a lot to prove under the new manager. and I think they could get a win here.
West Ham take on Huddersfield. That will be a straightforward win for West Ham, I'd imagine. And they too will be hopeful that they can close the gap on both Wolves and Watford, who won't play this round due to, obviously, other commitments. But West Ham are in action and they will win against Huddersfield, the rock bottom side who will be playing in the Championship next season. The final two games, Fulham, Liverpool, Everton, Chelsea. So Liverpool here with a wonderful opportunity before the break. Obviously, keep in mind that City will not play another league game before the break. That means that Liverpool can go into the break top of England again. Yes, they'll have that extra game having played. City will have a game in hand. But a win at Craven Cottage against Fulham will just ensure they have that mental edge over City for a fortnight.
Perceived pressure, isn't it? We've seen it a number of times this season where City and Liverpool have jumped each other, but they're despite having an extra game, having played an extra game, but it is that perceived pressure. But I think this game will be a case of how many.
I agree, absolutely. That one at Craven Cottage. And the last one, Everton-Chelsea. Look, big game. Chelsea, of course, off the back of a big week in European football. This is Chelsea's game in hand, though, right now, because the teams above them, United and Arsenal, don't play. So this is their game in hand. Win. And, well, on goal difference, they can't take over Arsenal in fourth, but they can certainly go level with Arsenal in fourth, and they'll obviously go ahead of United by a couple of points. But they are away to Everton. We know Everton are certainly no easy beats despite that 3-2 loss at Newcastle last weekend. And, well, Chelsea, particularly on the road against Everton, haven't always had the greatest of success. A lot of Everton wins at Goodison Park against the Blues over the years. But I think this will be a tough one. But if they're half-serious Chelsea off the back of a great week against Dynamo Kiev, they just need to stand tall, win, and get themselves back technically into the top four.
Yeah, massive game for Chelsea here. They have to win. If they don't, the likelihood of them finishing in the top four slowly, well, lessens.
Absolutely.
So it's a massive test here for Sarri and his men. Everton, like you mentioned, no easy beats. It's going to be tough on the road.
Really not much to play for Everton now, though. Mid-table, 7 points away from European football, clear of safety from relegation. A long second half of the season ahead, but a big test up against Chelsea, and I'm sure they'll be up for it. But I am tipping Chelsea to get the points.